KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove.
Okay, everybody, we have Chris and Chris in King Cove bringing us the Rookies versus the Lady Eagles games. Then, Chris, if you can hear me, this is...
Last game for the Rookies home season. Let's give the Rookies and Eagles a round of applause.
The players.
So it's also a very special night tonight. We're very grateful that Theo was able to get the whole Eagle team over here with the fog. But we wanted to be able to celebrate our senior, Rivera Wilson. Along with our fellow AABSD seniors, Misty and Charlotte, with the Eagles. So, to start things off, we would like to present a little gift to Charlotte and Misty, if they could please come up. These girls have been on this court fighting with us for the last 4 or 5 years, so we appreciate it. We got to participate in their senior night last weekend over in Sandpoint. So we'll let coaches and family get some pictures there. Great job, ladies, and good luck on your next adventure. All right, so for Rivera, we're going to do things a little bit differently. We wanted to get our team a little bit more involved. So I would like to first invite our senior, Rivera Wilson, up to the floor. Before I bring the team up, I'm just so blessed, and I felt really lucky to be able to coach Rivera for these last 2 years. Notice the shaky voice, but I swear I'll try not to cry. Rivera's been playing all 4 years of high school and has been playing basketball since she was born, but I've been lucky enough to be able to coach her the last 2 years. One of the things that I love about having her on the team is she's grown in this leadership role. She's also one of our captains. But she's so supportive of all of her teammates. Doesn't matter their age or their level, she's there and she's a part of the team. We've also faced a lot of obstacles in figuring out things this year, and she has stepped up in different roles and for her team. There might have been tears at times or fights between us, but ultimately she overcame those obstacles, and I'm just so lucky to be able to coach her in her junior and senior years. So thank you very much. All right, now we'd like to bring up the Rookies team, and if they could just stand along next to Rivera here, the bag of goodies can come out too. And Aiden's going to be the first one, so if she wants to come over to Rivera, she's going to read off the first section.
The Rookies would like to honor a very special person on our team tonight, our very own number 23, senior Rivera Wilson. Rivera has been playing basketball all of her life and has been a King Cove rookie for all 4 years of her high school career.
Rivera will be graduating this year, and although we are sad to see her go, we are excited for her next adventure. Rivera plans on attending UAA this fall to study public communications and journalism so she can pursue her dream of becoming a sports broadcaster. We've built many memories with Rivera over the past 4 years, but her favorite was the time between her sophomore year when the Rookies had the whole bunkhouse to themselves in Cold Bay and regionals last year because it was at home.
We will miss Rivera's experience on and off the court, but she leaves some advice for us and any future rookies. Put in as much as effort as you can now before you regret it. And it's too late. Also, don't lose confidence. It's okay to not be 100% every day.
Rivera has a few people she would like to thank. First of all, she would like to thank her family for supporting her with any decision she made.
Thanks to our coach, Fanny Jo, for pushing us, her practice, and being an understanding and fun coach.
And most of all, to Ella Drew, to make practice bearable and always making her laugh
All 4 years, she played high school basketball.
Finally, we really would also like to thank all of her rookie teammates for putting in hard work and effort for this team. She will dearly miss you all.
We can't thank Vera enough for all she has given to the team. Work hard, leadership, positive energy, and of course, all her countless blocks. We will miss you next year.
Let's give it up for Rivera and the King Cove rookies. So before the team leaves, we'll get a nice team picture. Girls, scooch in with your senior. There we go. Okay, you got it. All right, so we just wanted to do something special where the team got to speak instead of you guys listening to the coach. But now at this time, we would like to invite Rivera's family down to join her on the court so we can get our special family pictures. Rivera could not have been the amazing supportive leader that she is without that support at home from her family. So tonight, Rivera is accompanied by her Grandma Jerry, Papa Jr., Uncle Walter, Aunt Susie, Maisie, Wyatt, Clive, her Uncle Tom, and her dad, Phil. So if you guys would like to come down. And Jada! Can't forget about Jada. I was trying to do all the grown-ups. Jada, you're still part of you're getting up into that grown-up section. All right, we know how proud they are of Rivera just as much as we are. So congratulations, Rivera, and let's have a heck of a ball game tonight. Again, thanks everybody for showing up and showing your support for our amazing, talented players, both on the King Cove team and Sandpoint. All right, we'll hand it over for announcements. All right, we're going to go ahead and start with our Lady Eagles. Let's do this. All right, so we'll start with number 10, Asia Walls. Number 13, Kaylee Marcus. Number 15, Lorene Rosette. Number 4, Precious Kamenunga. Number 11, Mia Cromer. Number 20, Whitney Smith. Miss Seniors, number 22, Charlotte Marcus. Number 23, Misty Marine. And coached by Coach Danny. And we've got assistant coach Danielle Carlson, not here. But we have manager Violet Cromer. All right, now put your hands together for your King Cove rookies. All right, so we got 0, Aiden Mariello. 2, Grayson Wilson. 4, Ella Lewis. 5, Carly Knapp. 12, Shaylee Nevzeroff. Oh, wait, number 12, Kinsey Bendixson. Number 13, Shaylee Nevzeroff. Number 42, Cadence Wilson. And our senior, number 23, Rivera Wilson. The rookies are coached by Coach Johnny Newton, and we have Tinley and Sunny Ray as our managers. And if you guys could please stand, we're going to have the national anthem played.
All right, we're going to get ready here for the national anthem, and then the game will begin. Hopefully there won't be so much background noise here. We're kind of sitting up on the stage here. But we're going to go ahead and stand as we get ready for the national anthem here. Later this evening in Sandpoint. As you heard, it was senior night tonight. And
so senior night is a big thing for these kids. This is your last home game. For my advice to these two teams, for the rookies, they're going to have to play like they mean it. And it's a big night for Rivera. I get it. And this is the one thing for them is that they're going to have to play tough. They're going to have to play smart. They're going to have to play smart defense and like that and be smart with the ball in the game. For the Lady Eagles, just same as usual, if I were them, just play smart, don't foul, find your shots, find the right
shot. And the Lady Eagles have clinched a spot into regionals.
Yep.
And so we're proud of them for that. Mm-hmm. And as well as the King Cove T-Jacks have clinched a spot into regionals too. So both those teams will be going on to regionals here later at the end of February. So, being officiated tonight by Charles Mack and Jalen Brandel and Etta Kazakin. And so, ball is in play. Sam Point's got it. Mia's going to bring it down. Passing it over to Precious. Back out to Charlotte. Back into Precious. Misty's got it. Back out to Precious. Working around the outside. Back to Charlotte. Back over to Whitney. Back into Precious. Precious long. Three, no good. Rebounded by Sam Point. And we got a first foul.
Zero, yep. I saw that.
Hopefully it sounds a little bit better. I know the last games it was a little bit noisy. We were in the stands. Tonight we're on the stage, so we kind of got the curtains kind of blocking us a little bit.
Yep.
But we do appreciate you listening to us. First shot up by Charlotte's good. We'll have one more to put up. So those are the first points of the game. Is Sam Point with 1 point so far.
That's good.
And Charlotte's going to put her second point, and that one is no good. In and out. Rebounded by Mia, and Mia tried to put it back in. No good. Off the hands of the Sam Point, and we got a jump ball.
Yep, it's going this way. Oh, wait. Yep.
It'll be King Cove, and it'll be Rivera.
And it looks like Sandpoint's going full court press, I'm watching from what I'm seeing right now.
I was going to bring it down. See what King Cove can do here.
I think it's got really super solid now.
Back out to Carly. Oh, a little miscommunication there.
That's what I'm keep telling myself. You gotta read sometimes, cannot like.
So, turnover there by King Cove. Still only 1 point, and that was by Sam Point.
I mean, it was smart, but they're really gonna have to.
Charlotte's bringing it down. Being guarded by Carly out to Whitney. Back into Precious. Precious back into Misty. Everly balked by Ella. Back out to Whitney. Long three. Hey. And Whitney answers with a three and still got a strong full court pressure on the press. Shaley puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Precious and knocked out by King Cove. So it'll be Sandpoint's ball.
No, they're really doing a good job. I give
them a Precious gives it in to Charlotte. Charlotte's going to work it down. See what happens here. Long three, and Precious puts it down.
Precious did not hesitate at all.
7 points there by your Eagles.
Yeah.
And King Cove zero, knocked away by Whitney there. Aiden was trying to bring it down for King Cove. Knocked away by Whitney. Almost thrown away by Sam Point, and it'll be King Cove's ball.
No, I got to give credit to Precious for not hesitating to make it.
That was a long three, too.
That was. I feel like Curry range almost. All right.
So passes it in to Ella. Ella's trying to look for something. Back up to Carly. Oh, Carly. Almost traveled there. Ended up being taken away by Marie. By Misty, stolen away by Ella. Rivera's trying to set something. Aiden's going to try to do something. Little alley-oop there to Carly. Misty read that and Misty
started
traveling. So
I saw that.
King Cove turns, our Sam Point turns it over. So it'll be King Cove's ball.
No, King Cove's really doing something right now on defense. As long as we can keep that going.
And you're not doing anything tonight. You want to come down and see a game?
And
this game just started. Over and back by Carly. Violation there.
You got it. Really careful on that.
Senior night tonight. So,
yep. It's a big night for two seniors on two teams. Of course, King Cove and Sandpoint.
All right. So, Charlotte's going to bring it out for Sandpoint over to Misty.
Yep.
Back out to Charlotte. Ooh, Charlotte was being heavily tested there. Mia puts it up for two.
Mia is not afraid. When she got that high job, I give her that.
Oh, bad pass to Carly. Misty read that and push.
Yeah, there is a push. I saw a little bit of a
foul on King Cove there again on hitting Misty there.
Yeah, Fanny Joe really needs a timeout. She does not like what she's seeing out on the court now.
Sandpoint, I don't think there's a player on their starting five that can't make a shot. I know all of them are, even, you know, Whitney's been good on threes and Precious and even Misty and Mia, you know, she'll go right into the paint there and put it up. And, you know, King Cove's going to have to answer back with that.
Especially on senior night. This is what I keep telling myself. You do not want to lose on senior night. That's the biggest thing. And I know Sandpoint did took care of their business at home.
They got
to start.
Girls have to make. They got to drive in. If they were just King Cove, we're not a very strong 3-point team. They're gonna have to drive in. I know Ella can do it, Shaylee can do it.
Yep.
And so we'll see what happens here. Charlotte's gonna bring it down for Sandpoint. Setting something up to Whitney. Back out to Preston. Almost taken away by King Cove. Out to Whitney, bad pass to Whitney, but stopped by Mia. Whitney's got again, going in the paint. No good. Stolen away by Ella. Ella's going coast to coast into Shaylee. And Shaylee just couldn't make the shot go off there. And we're going to have a. Nope, it's King Cove being guarded by half point again. Ella's going to bring it, reset it again out to Rivera.
Wow.
Ella's still working it around. Out to Aiden.
Really,
Aiden's going to see if she can do it.
Real concussion. That's half point.
Back to Shaylee.
Got it.
Man on man.
Yep.
Defense there. Oh, what? Shaylee needs help.
Okay. Oh, there's a foul. Okay.
Foul will be on Charlotte.
Yep.
That'll be Sam Point's first foul of the game.
No, Charles saw that really clean.
Still looking at 9-0 in favor of your Eagles.
Yep. Kinko's got
it. Kinko with two fouls.
Nice to get Kinko on the bucket.
4:10 left in this first period. Ella's got the ball.
Yeah.
Rivera's going to go in, trying to make a shot. Oh, way too short. Almost taken away there by Misty. But it'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Kinko's ball. Somebody needs to come out.
Yeah, someone got to get inbound.
Little bounce pass to Ella in the Rivera. Rivera's right on the rim. No good. Tries to get the rebound, but Mia was there to take it right out of her hands. Pressure is coming down all the way out to Whitney. Out to Misty, across to Mia. Charlotte's going in for two. And Charlotte drives in the paint there and puts it up for two. Still doing a pretty good, strong full court press coming, making up for our girls coming back up. Sam Point is. Carly trying for something there, didn't make it. Out to Mia, taken away by Ella. See what Ella can answer back. No good. Rivera's going to answer back with two.
And Kinko is finally down in the board.
So 2-11 in favor of your Sandpoint Eagles.
Yeah.
Little help there with Rivera putting it in off of Ella. Long three there.
Oh my gosh.
It's another long three.
What's up with this game? It feels
like he was catching heat. Oh, and steal. And Charlotte tried to go in and make two. No good. Rebounded by King Cole. Rivera's going to try to bring it up. Being guarded by Precious. Back out to Aiden, and Aiden wasn't there to get it, but it'll be King Cole's ball.
No, it was definitely a heat check. I can tell you that for Precious. That's a crazy three ball.
Those have been some long 3 points by her tonight. So into Ella. Ella needing some help.
Yep.
Oh, nope, they're not going to call it because it was hit by King for our song. So Aiden trying to get something to work here. Trying to get inside, but just cannot get inside the lane.
They are doing a great job in putting pressure. It's just incredible what I'm seeing from
Oh, yeah, you saw that. That was a little bit, that almost could have been a technical.
Right? If I was the call, I think it should have been.
That was a strong push there by Carly.
Carly.
Doc Whitney on the ground there.
I know, I felt like, yeah.
Tinko's going to have to get their composure back.
And keep their emotions in check.
Yeah. That's it. Mia up for two.
Yeah, Mia got that.
16-2 in favor of the San Point Eagles. Tinko can't afford the foul.
That's the thing.
They're already up 3 fouls.
And that's been a big problem.
Into Carly. Oh, no good. Way short. Not reaching his tip. Out to Whitney, and Whitney puts it up for two.
Wow, this is incredible by Sam Point. They're putting a lot of pressure, and this full court press is frustrating.
Bears trying to do something, but Sam Point just has that full court press that they just won't give up.
I have nothing bad to say. This is incredible.
We'll see how long they can keep that up, because takes a lot of strength out of it.
It is.
Take it away again, and Mia was going to go coast to coast, and there's Precious, and she's going to put it up for a high two.
Oh, my gosh!
That was a high two there. No.
Yeah.
King Cove has got to.
Man.
They've got to do some thinking here.
The thing is that I'm giving Sam Point the really good pressure. That is full court press. the thing is that you're suffocating the player, and the player can't even get the ball out of your hands.
So we're looking at 20-2 in favor of your Sandpoint Eagles. King Cove's got to come up with an answer, and we'll see how long Sandpoint does stay with this full court
press. And the thing is this, too, is that King Cove has got to stay focused and do not, just like, here's my thing. Don't look at the scoreboard. Don't think of anything right now. You're just playing basketball, and you got to just stay focused. And my thing is that Carly's got to really be careful on the
foul. They have to watch the
fouls. That's emotions playing
no,
in the game.
No intentional fouls.
Because emotions are going to make the best out of you. That's what I'm saying.
We got some subs coming in for King Cove. It looks like Kinsey and Cadence are going to be coming in. And so we'll see what kind of refreshing that may bring to the rookies. Sandpoint still with all their five starters coming back out after this timeout, and so it's your Eagles 20 and your hometown rookies 2, and we got 1:09 left in this first period, and it's going to be Kinko's ball out to Cadence. Nice bounce pass to Shaley. And Shaley tried to answer the two, no good. Ellis tries to put it back in. No good again. And rebounded by Misty out to Mia, wide open. And no good. She missed the shot. Misty gets it back out to Whitney. Whitney puts it up, no good, way over the rim. Shaley's got it back for King's Home. Still this full court press down there. And Cadence is going to be called for traveling.
It's just like that. Keep telling myself, in order to beat this full court press, you got to stay focused. That's what it is.
So we'll see what happens now. It's going to be Sandpoint under their own rim. Look, bounce pass thrown away by Ella. Ella's trying to go all the way. Ooh, pass to Aiden. Aiden was not there to get it. So Misty was there to steal out to Whitney. Into Mia. Into, there's a foul.
That
foul will be on Ella, and that's against that's hit Misty. Kinko's got to be careful.
That's
four fouls already.
What I'm saying. They really watch
four fouls. Don't want to start sending guys. Don't want to get the bonus.
Yep. That's the thing right
now. Bounce pass to out to Mia, long three, and she puts it up.
That was two. Yeah.
20 seconds left in this first period. We got it again by Mia. No foul on that one. So, King Cove trying to figure out something here. Trying to get somebody to. Oh, no. Sandpoint's ball.
Yeah, Sandpoint's ball.
Sandpoint does here. 16 seconds left in this period. Whitney long, three, way off the rim. Rebounded by Rivera, or by Aiden. Cadence is trying to bring it down. Can't afford any mistakes. And threw it away there, and Whitney's got it. And that will end our first period with your Eagles 22 and your hometown rookies 2. Again, we want to thank KSDP for allowing us to broadcast these games. This is the Chris and Chris Show. And we get excited when we're able to broadcast home games, and we hope that you're excited to listen to us too. I know sometimes we get excited and yell and scream, but it's all part of the fun, so we look forward to seeing what's going to happen here in this next period. King Cove's got to come up with an answer.
This is what I keep telling myself. Is that
the sophomore class is having a silent auction, a baked good out in the cafeteria area,
like,
or commons area there?
But King Cove's got like some. Their ball handling is just like, they got to figure the passing, the ability to dribble. Sandpoint is taking all that away because of that full court press. Sorry about that, but no, I give them respect on that. Sandpoint is doing a great job, and that's what they're using this, and that's why they got big, comfortable lead.
No. Kid Cove's got to do something. They got to watch the frustrations and the fouls that are coming up. They've got to communicate with each other on pass plays. And they're going to have to drive in as much as they don't want to. They're going to have to in order to get, some points on the board. But I agree with you on that full court press. Our girls just they don't know how to play it.
They don't know how to beat it, Dad. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You need to beat the full court press in order to get there.
And it's just, it's running our girls down. Yep. So we'll see what happens here. Charlotte's going to bring it in for King, our Sam Point. Out to Precious. Precious going to go in and no good. And rebounded again by Misty out to Charlotte. Whitney for two, no good. And Mia's there for the rebound. And Preston's going to try. And Preston puts it up for another three.
She's not afraid to shoot those three-pointers. It just feels like
I think that's
running.
Three in a row for her.
Yeah, really.
Rivera's going to bring it down. Being pressured by Misty out to Ella. Ella tries for two, no good. Really short. Charlotte going to bring it down for Sam Point. Work it around. Trying to set something up out to Precious.
Bump Sam Point, keep feeding Precious.
Out to Mia. Back to Whitney. Long three. Way, way long. Out to Shirley now. And knocked out by Sam Point, I believe.
Yeah, no, Sam Point, I just saw Misty was getting that ball like that. I mean, for King Cove, they got to be careful. They're going to snap and pick that ball from them.
They've had a lot of steals. So.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Nice little bounce pass to Ella. Mm-hmm. Ella's going to try to set something up for King Cove here.
Yep.
Really wants to get a shot off.
They've got it
into Aiden. Oh, and still King Cove's ball. Tipped out by Whitney there as Aiden trying to bring it down.
It feels like they're doing, if the girls are playing man, it feels like that's what I'm looking at right now. Staying on your person, staying on your side. That's what I'm looking at.
To Ella. Ella being guarded by Mia, who's about the same height. Shaley trying to put it in,
and
no good.
Jump ball.
And it'll be a jump ball on Precious and I don't know who that one is. Number 15.
Yeah.
I don't have our sport. I don't have our thing on teams, but number 15 for Sam Point is coming in. Misty trying to block there. Whitney was there for the block. Got the out to Misty. Misty in for two, and Misty puts it up. Just fast play by Sam Point.
It's fast pace. That's what it's called. They're fast pace.
Rivera's trying to get the team pumped up again with something.
They've got to get there.
And on the far corner here, up to Shayla. Shayla's trying to find something back up to Rivera. Trying to set something up. Trying to see if they can get somebody on the inside. Just man-on-man pressure on
it. It is man-on-man pressure.
On our girls. Knocked out again by Whitney.
It's just like that. Crazy timing of the steal.
It's that hands are reaching
everywhere.
In. Yep.
That's what they're doing.
No, and it's our girls are getting frustrated. With hopefully knocked out again by Sam Point.
I mean, if I'm looking right now, I'm posting up a little bit. Gotta get something.
Staley's gonna send it in.
And there it is.
Goes to Ella. And Whitney got it. Back there. Ella's going to do it. And there we go. There's a foul. Foul's going to.
Yeah,
foul's on Whitney there. That'll send Ella to the line for two.
Yeah, give me that.
So 22-27 in favor of your Eagles.
Yeah.
We'll see if Ella can get a couple points on the board here.
She's got a big points for Ella.
First shot is up and is good.
There it is. Okay.
Got hand slapped by all the players, which is good to see.
Yep.
These girls have been playing ball together for many, many years, as well as their mothers playing against the other mothers, too. So, all right. Charlotte bringing it in. No good. Mia there with trying to get the rebound.
Yes.
No good. But back out to Misty. And Misty's going to be fouled.
I thought Misty took it in for an opportunity. I give her that.
And that's going to send Misty to the line.
And they're the rookies now are in the bonus too.
Yeah, they are.
It's crazy.
All right, so we'll see what Misty could do here.
Yep.
Her shot is up and is nothing but net.
She must have practiced these lines.
I was watching their warm-ups. Yeah, they practiced free throws. They got one person on the free throw line and one person trying to do three-pointers.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that is not bad.
Yeah.
I like that kind of warm-up.
And second shot is nothing but net. So she has another 2 points to the already lead that Sam Boyd has by bringing it up to 29 now.
There's that buzzer again.
Rivera just cast this.
All this like that?
And travel. Travel. Yeah.
It's incredible what Sam
When they get that pressure, they're going to take an extra, they're gonna take an extra step every time.
It's incredible what I'm watching, Dad. It's like, man.
All right, Charlotte's going to bring it down for Sam Point. Over to Whitney. Oh, Whitney
now it's
starts with travel.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a little bit excited with the ball there,
like,
and you think, oh, maybe I can try to take one more step. Maybe they won't see it.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, bad pass there.
Yep.
Stolen away by Sam Point.
Yep.
Mia's got it. She's going to bring it into Charlotte.
Yep.
Charlotte's bringing it around outside. They're working it outside here. Whitney want to drive in. Almost lost it. But was able to save it back up to Charlotte. And Mia for long three, no good. Rebounded by Shaylee. Rivera's trying to do something.
Yep, I just saw that. Pressure was wrong.
Misty's all over her. Yep. And Misty's got it now.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
And Misty puts it in for.
I feel like Misty is like, she's like defensive player of the year. I mean,
Misty tried to make a shot, no good. But she was fouled.
Mm-hmm.
So King Cove is way over the foul limit now.
Yeah, no Misty.
So all shots will be going to the line.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we know Misty can make these shots. Oh, she didn't make one there.
I mean, it's just a little bit of a warm-up. Like, a little bit of a shake.
We got Precious coming back in. And number 15 for Sam Point's going to sit out. And we've got Carly coming in for Shaylee.
Yep.
And so Misty's going to try to do the second shot here.
Yep.
And second shot is up and it's good.
So you're going to score 30 set points.
Oh, another jump ball
and
there.
Another jump ball.
Fight there by Ella and Precious, I believe it was. And Don Dintenza wants a timeout.
Yep.
Wants to regroup a little bit.
So my thing with this is that, for what I've been watching closely, is that Sandpoint's been using the full court press every single time on this Thunder rookies, because the rookies can't get anything to go. And this is what I've been telling myself. Like, if you want to beat this full court press, you've got to start either dribbling, or if you have a person that's wide open, throw it then. Try to get something going. But for Sandpoint, it's just that pressure is just all
they,
over their face.
They just, you know, a lot of times in high school basketball, they don't do a real full court press. You don't really see it too much in when the boys play, but you see it a little bit more when the girls play.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it big time tonight.
Yes.
It's
incredible.
It's just
it's incredible.
Really hard for our girls to get through it.
Oh.
Whitney tried to make a shot there, no good. And Marty's going to drive it down. I got to do something. And she puts it in for two. A coast-to-coast there by Carly.
It feels like you've got to give Carly the ball more. Because if they want to get this game a little closer, they've got to get something.
And Precious for Laundry!
Yes,
that had to be almost half-court there
it
by Precious.
It feels like it's Curry range for Precious. Are you kidding me?
That's got to be four or five. Four or five free throws are three pointers for her tonight.
Yeah.
And we're not even through the first half.
I mean, I know. It's incredible what I'm seeing from her.
Oh. So, right here.
All right. So, Rivera's going to try to send it in.
Mm-hmm.
King Cole was 5, and your Eagles 33. They're trying to see if they can get something up again. Picked out by Charlotte there, so it'll be sent, King Cole's ball again. Hardy says, give it to me. I'll drive back in again.
Yep.
See what we can do here. Nice bounce pass to Ella. Ella's going to try to work. Oh, and Misty's going to be foul there. Very kindly, get it back out to Ella. Get it back out to Rivera. Rivera puts up no good. Rebounded by Charlotte. Charlotte's going coast to coast. And taken away by Ella. Yep, out to Rivera. Rivera being guarded by Precious. Kinsey loses it off the fingertips there. Kinsey trying to make a fast break there for King Cove and come off the fingertips there. And so Charlotte's going to bring it back down from Sam Point. Whitney tries for three, no good. Rebounded by Misty. Out to Precious. No good. Misses her first one of the night.
That was her first three.
And so Whitney's going to bring it back out. Out to Misty. Misty wants to drive in. Out to Mia. Mia long three. No good. Way short. Rebounded by Ella. Back out to Rivera. Little less on the full court press coming back this time. Party for two. No good. Rebounded by Misty. Out to Whitney. Long pass to Charlotte. Charlotte for three. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Mia. And Sam Point there just... kind of a little miscommunications there.
I just saw Charles back.
I think Misty was supposed to have it. She let it go roll by. So, but if you saw the ball, Whitney long three, no good. Way over the rim there.
Yeah.
And Ella's going to bring it down for King Cove. And she's trying to drive in. Ooh. We had a little contact there. Nothing called. Whitney. Oh, man, the foul there. Ella there, I think four got her.
Yeah.
It could have been Ella or Carly. Both of them were scrapping in there pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to have to be. I'm sorry.
We're already three fouls by both teams here in the second period. So Sam Point's got to be careful, too. Precious. No good. No good with the layup there by Precious. Rebounded by Ella. 1:55 left in this half. Carly's going to bring it back out. Long shot. No. Carly makes it in for three. So Carly puts it in for three. Kind of a little bank shot there.
They need to get that three, and now they need to get a stop.
She used the glass there. Worked it on glass. Long. Precious. No good. Precious thought she tried from the other side. No good.
She thought she was going to answer it back, too.
Rebounded by Caden. Caden's trying to do something. Just can't. You just be right under the rim there.
You can't be like standing at the ball like that. You got to.
And you can't leave. You can't leave Sam Point unguarded under the rim.
That's what I'm saying too.
They're trying to do something.
It's my goodness. This defense is just suffocating the rim.
Probably gonna try to do something. She's gonna try to make a heavily guarded shot. No good. And Ella puts them back in for two. So 10-35 in favor of the Eagles. 56 seconds left in this first half.
So it's got to get a stop because they really want to go in the moment for halftime.
Long three.
Oh,
and that was put in by 13. And Ella's going to try to bring it down. 38 seconds left in this first half.
There she goes.
And sets up up being guarded by Precious. Little bounce pass to Carly. Carly going to drive in. No good. Short. Rebounded by Misty. Out to Mia. Out to Charlotte. 21 seconds left.
Why not?
Long three. No good. Rebounded by Precious. Little bounce pass into Mia. Mia puts it up for two. No good. And Cadence is there to get the steal. Out to Ella. Got to do something. Carly's all the way down. Feet it down. Carly puts it up. No good. And there we go. All right, okay. So at the end of the first half, your hometown Rookies 10 and your Sandpoint Eagles, 30. Lady Eagles, 38.
Yep.
We will get back with you here in about 9 minutes. So we'll turn it back over to Amy, and we'll call you back here in a little bit.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris. We'll get back to you guys in about 10 minutes. Street.
left alive.
There was this silence after the overwhelming conversation that I mistook. And there was a car door, and there were bright red tail lights set into motion by your foot. And it was a high night, it was a moonlit Sunday. We were driving on the 13th of June. And I know she said you are still angry. And I know she said this really isn't the time. But how about you and me? Forget it in the backseat. Close off and tie around our feet. I say we give it a try. In the photo booth, or printed little pictures of you, or colors of midnight, fluorescent waves inside. But as we were leaving Pier 13, it was open door and turn the key. And we just drove away silently, quietly. Well, I know, I said you are still angry. And I know. Time, but how about you and me? Forget it in the backseat. Close off and tie around our feet. I say we give it a try. Now we can just pull off the side of this back road. No one would ever really have to know. Tonight it's just you and I. Clouds turned off on the side of the road. Headlights pass and we duck down low. Jump in the back and we take it. About you and me, forget it in the backseat. Close off and down around our feet. I say we give it a try. Now we can just pull off the side of this back road. No one would ever really have to know. Tonight it's just you and I.
light it up, light it up. I can still feel a touch of your thin blue jeans. Running down the alley, I got my eyes all over you, baby.
And Chris and King Cove. Take it away, guys.
All right. So here we go here. We're back ready to start the second half here. Trying to figure out some of the little problems you can have in the sound, but hopefully you guys can hear it. Rivera's going to try to do something here for King Cove. Back to Carly, back out to Shaylee, back out to Rivera. Still heavily being pressured by 7 points. Carly's going to try to drive in, put it up. Oh, no, good. Tipped in by Shaylee, but Precious was there. Take it away in the Mia, and Mia loses it. Goes out of bounds, so Carly's going to send it inbound for King Cove after Aiden. Let's see what she can do again. Good job. Going away there by King Cove. Got it back. Got it all the way down to Carly. And Shaylee puts it in. Nice little bounce pass there by Carly to allow Shaylee to put in 2 points there. So 12-38. In favor of the Eagles. Long shot there by Precious, no good. Rebounded by Mia. And Mia tries to put in no good. Rebounded again by Mia. She's going to bring it out this time. Out to Precious. Into Misty. And Misty puts it.
And she's got swinging by Misty. When she gets the ball, she turns and she just picks it up. That's incredible.
All right, so Hardy's going to bring it in to Ella. And Ella long, too, no good. Trying to do an alley-oop there, but so Charlotte's going to send it into Mia's view right in the post there. Nice shot
it's
there.
It's that court vision that Charlotte just had.
42 for your Eagles, 12 for your hometown rookies. Probably going to see what she can do now.
Yep.
Bring it down. Oh, long. Three, no good.
Oh, yeah,
air ball.
She knew it too. She's like, oh.
Elbow there, but she's all grabbing it. Mia's gonna, Mia's gonna be fouled by Aiden there. So that'll send Mia to the line. Fanny's not happy with that.
I mean, I get it. That would be not happy either, too. If I was a player.
So we'll see what Mia can do here. Two shots. That is telling her two shots. First shot is up, and it is no good. Let's see what she's doing her second shot here.
Here we go.
Game just the start of the second half here. Second shot is up, and it's no good, and Aiden's there with the rebound. But Misty was trying to come up behind her, but he's got it off in time to Kaylee. I got the Rivera. Gotta make something happen here. Back out to Ella. Ella looking for help. The bounce pass to Grayson, who's in now for Stanton Cope. Got Carly went to the bench. Ooh, tried a long shot there by Shaley. No good. Long shot there by Sam Point. No good. Misty tries to put it back in. For, and. Oh, wow.
Three,
four
times.
No, it's a terrible.
Oh, it's a terrible. Oh, my goodness. She comes.
Technical on who?
Misty.
Oh,
Misty got technical.
She's shooting for it. Yep. So Shayla gonna shoot. I didn't quite see what happened.
I did see it. I heard it a little bit too. This setup.
Jaden get pretty physical though. Gotta watch it.
You gotta really be careful on your language too on the game. The rest can call it.
And first shot is up and good. So 13-42 in favor of the Eagles. Shayla get another shot here. This one's going to be. Next one up. And it's no good. All right. So, Misty's going to go to the bench.
Yep, and she's got a really good
And that's going to send number 15 in from our center point.
Yeah.
I don't know how many fouls that's on Misty. And I don't know if there's a good chance about any questions on there.
I can't see it.
But, the Aiden now. And he's going to try to bring it out, and it's going to be knocked out by there's a foul. Oh, there's a foul down the court. There's a foul down here, down by Charles there. Not even where the ball was, so.
Yeah.